One commentator referred to this Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Advent, as Mary's Sunday. And appropriately so, because in the first reading from the prophet Micah, we have the prophecy that includes the virgin giving birth to the Messiah. And then, of course, in the gospel reading, we have Mary going to visit her cousin Elizabeth and greeting her, and both of them sharing the good news of salvation. Mary is often referred to as the mother of the church, the first disciple. We can certainly also call her the first apostle, the first missionary. She played a very, very important role. Now think of it, though. It wasn't because she was great. It's because she was humble. And just as Jesus said, "I have come to do the will of my Father," Mary said, "Let it be done according to your will, to the will of God." So here we have Mary, just like her son, being humble, obedient, ready to do the will of God. And so we honor her in a very special way because of her special role in salvation history. Again, not because she was greater than anyone, but because she gave herself wholeheartedly to the Lord. And in the gospel today, we have that beautiful story of her going in haste, not just taking her time, but going in haste to the hill country to share the good news that she was going to bear the Messiah, a child. And then we have Elizabeth greeting her and even her child in her womb. When he heard Mary's voice, he leapt for joy. I mean, what a powerful story that is, that two people focused on the will of God come to meet one another, and suddenly here is this joy that comes as a result of the fidelity, the faithfulness of these two women. And these stories we hear every single year. We hear them again and again. We hear about Mary being the mother of the church. We hear about Elizabeth in her old age was faithful and so bore a child who was John the Baptist, so forth and so on. But when push comes to shove for us, we can't continue to simply look at it as a story, just as we can't look at the theology of the church simply as something heady that we give assent to. But all of it, the story of salvation in Scripture, the teachings of the church, are given to us to live, to fulfill in our lives. So they're not just some nice sayings or nice beliefs, but we actually take them and we live them. So if we look at Mary, we're not supposed to be just looking at her and say, boy, wasn't she wonderful and great? But the purpose of seeing Mary as the mother of God and the mother of the church is to say, how am I doing it? How well am I doing what Mary did? How well am I faithful in my works and my thoughts to God? Am I a missionary? And am I an apostle? Would I take the time and the effort to go to a faraway place to visit a cousin to share good news? And again, she hastened to see Elizabeth. Do we do that with the good news that we have been given? Because of Mary, we have been given the good news of salvation, that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that through his death and resurrection, he freed us from the power of sin and death. Does that give us joy? It gave Mary joy, it gave Elizabeth joy, gave many of the apostles joy, it gave the early disciples joy. In fact, they were so joyful that as we read during Easter time, many sold everything they had, gave it to the apostles so that they could share the good news of salvation, the good things the Lord had given them. Now, that's powerful. And again, we're not supposed to look at that and say, oh, weren't they wonderful people? But rather, we're supposed to be saying, those are my brothers and sisters, and I have the opportunity to be just like them. Just like them. So that we can be saints too. So here we have Mary, ordinary woman who became the mother of God and shared the good news of salvation. How are we doing the same thing, saying yes to God, yes to God's will? How are we saying yes to giving birth to Jesus again and again in our lives, in what we say, in what we do? How are we taking the good news that all of us have been given and hastening out into the world to share it with others? Because Micah says this good news brings about peace. Well, we've got this good news then that can bring peace to the world, but do we share it with other people? And then, of course, Elizabeth was filled with joy. The child in her womb was filled with joy. Mary was a joy bringer. How are we bringing joy to the world? You know, this is, again, we tend as Catholics, especially those of us who are cradle Catholics, we hear this again and again and again every year, but do we actually stop to say, how am I living this? How am I like Mary? How am I like Micah? How am I like Elizabeth? How am I like Paul? What did they do? We know what they did. Then what am I doing to do those exact same things in my life? That's the challenge of our faith, not just at Christmas time when we celebrate this great incarnation of the Lord coming into the world to show us the way, but it is something we're supposed to be thinking about every single day. And these readings are supposed to be supporting our attempts and our successes in living the gospel so that we can be just like the characters in the Bible. So as I've said again and again, the Bible is our template, it's our blueprint, it's my story, it's your story. Where do we fit in? Or where don't we fit in? What are we doing that makes us more like the Pharisees that I got to stop? What does it make? How am I more like, let's say, Peter? And what am I doing to emulate both his bravery and courage, and also how I fail to acknowledge the Lord in my life? But as a missionary, Mary wanted to bring the good news of salvation to her cousin. Now, here's the greater person going to the lesser person and bringing that good news. Again, how are we doing that? Are we truly missionaries? Are we evangelists? And it's not something that we can choose to be or not. If we're Christians, if we're baptized, we are automatically missionaries, automatically evangelists. So just like Mary, we're supposed to be hastening out into the world, not waiting for the right time, but hastening out into the world to proclaim the good news of salvation so that Christmas is not just one nice holiday with beautiful lights and presents and family get-togethers, but rather it's a constant understanding in my mind, a constant way of helping me to see what my life is supposed to be like, and to keep working towards it, to keep building on the foundation of my faith, so that like Mary, I can say, let it be done according to your will. Like Jesus, let it be done according to the will of the Father, so that we can say the same thing and do the same things and be faithful to the good news of salvation. So we will be celebrating Christmas this coming week. Again, wonderful feast day. But let's keep in mind that as we celebrate it, it is a gift to us to give to other people, not to keep to ourselves, not to just have a nice celebration, but to keep challenging ourselves and asking ourselves, how am I being a missionary? How am I being a disciple? How am I willing to go hastening out into the world to bring the peace and the joy of Jesus Christ to other people? Especially to those who live in darkness and despair. And you know as well as I do, with COVID, there are so many people suffering from loneliness, anxiety, depression. Mental health people will say it's skyrocketing. We've got power. We've got authority from Jesus Christ to make a difference in people's lives. But how are we doing it? Are we doing it? Are we being another Mary in the world to bring glad tidings to the world? And again, every single one of us has been baptized to do exactly that. We'll do it in our own different ways, but that's what we got to think about. What am I good at? What do I like to do? How can I use what I'm good at and like to do to help people see the peace of God, the joy of God, and to use it, to try it? I think we'll all be surprised the more we make that effort to go out of our comfort zones and bring that joy and peace to other people. So as we continue to prepare for the great feast of the Incarnation, the Nativity of the Lord, let's think about this coming week, about our own ways in which we are called to be Mary. are the ways in which we're called to be missionaries, evangelists, people who hasten into the world at all times, anywhere, in order to bring the good news of salvation, which is all about Jesus Christ, who is our peace, who is our joy, who is the fulfillment of all of our heart's desires.